Wow. Listen to that Larry's Losers Orchestra. They've been practicing so hard out in my garage day and night. I've been yelling from the top just because I like saying that over and over again and watching their faces as they curse me under their breath. Anywho, it worked. Listen to them. Delightful. I'm so excited that you're here for me for the second episode of Loser Talk with Lair. Losing a lot more than just weight. Listen to that crowd. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you. Last week's inaugural episode debut was a huge success, and I'm just blown away by all the support and love. Thank you for your feedback, your downloads and follows. You are all finding me on social media too, so keep all that love coming. Speaking of social media, I am Larry's Losers 22 on Instagram, The Evolution of Larry on Facebook, and on there you can ask to join our exclusive private Larry's Losers VIP group, where there are all sorts of fun ways to connect with me and our loser family as we all work together to become healthier. Don't forget, if you're liking the Lair vibe, you know, the Lair vibe of this podcast, and you want to support the work with a donation or gift, there is a link posted here and on Facebook for my Venmo. And above all, thank you for listening. You have no idea what this means to me. Do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do ya? Now listen, I know you recognize that automatically because my acting talent just oozes, right? Of course, that was Clint Eastwood in that movie. You know the one where he had a gun and he spoke in extremely short sentences. Oh, and it was out west somewhere. You know the movie. Anywho, of course, this is transitioning into me asking you what you think about luck. See how all this fits together? How do you feel about luck? Do you feel some people are just naturally lucky and others aren't? What category would you fit into? I remember when I was younger, probably 8 to 10 years old, and my stepfather, who was my dad my whole life, took me to the Park County Fair. We had just moved from our farm into town, but he still had his huge garden and was always very interested in livestock. So we were touring the barns, and in one of them, there was a raffle for a brand new, beautiful red three-wheeler. So shiny and beautiful. So we stopped to fill out tickets, and he made a little game out of it so I would be interested too. He had me fill out some of them out, and we put all the family's names. Each of us had a ticket. There were 8 of us kids. He had 5, and Mom had us 3. And then he and Mom made 10. So we had 10 chances to win. And guess what? You'll never believe it. We were the lucky draw. And guess whose lucky name was drawn? Mine. Well, I wasn't so lucky because I was too young to drive. And so Mom wouldn't let me drive it much. But we all shared it until my middle stepsister got on at the top of our hill and throttled it down the hill into our neighbor's crab apple tree, and old Miss whatever name was not happy. So here's this older lady standing out yelling at my stepsister as she lie there. I'm not happy because my three-wheeler is ruined. Meanwhile, oh yeah, my stepsister's sister needs medical attention. She had to be drug off in an ambulance. She was fine, blah. That was the end of my three-wheeler luck. This whole time, my grandma Garrett was teaching me about luck too. She was so superstitious. I loved it and her so much. We used to find ladybugs and add them to her terrarium in the kitchen. We fed them breadcrumbs. Not sure that's what they eat, but it made me feel like I was keeping them alive. And we had to have them around. They brought good luck. She always had me painting wishbones with fingernail polish. She would hang them over doorways along with horseshoes for luck. Gourds were everywhere, of course, for luck. At one point, $2 bills were lucky, but then she got sick with heart problems, and those had to be cleared out. Bad juju, of course. She was in the hospital once with her heart, and she had received a styrofoam angel thing with crosses and religious stuff made with toothpicks. And of course, I thought it was the greatest thing on earth. And she thought I was the greatest thing on earth. So she let me have it, but her health worsened. So she made me promise to tear that up because it was bringing us bad luck. She was so witchy and cool. She was the best. She left us on Christmas Day. Horrible luck. That was my introduction to luck. Luck had to happen to me. Life had to happen to me. And then I would have to react. That's how I always felt and thought. I think a lot of us feel that way. We react to everything that comes our way. We get caught up in every little dramatic detail and let it carry us until we are drained of every ounce of energy we have. Nothing left. And then we wonder why we turn to food or alcohol or drugs or whatever our choice of comfort is. As life went on, Mom had a different thing for me. Her mantra always was, if there's a will, there's a way. Now, don't get me wrong. She always went to the negative. She helped me hone my professional anxiety skills. She could go to worst case scenario in an instant. Expect the worst, but pray for the best type situation. But in all those mixed signals, all those years of seeing her sending me both directions of expecting the worst, but if there's a will, there's a way, it wasn't until after she left me recently that I realized she left me with a gift. She left me with many gifts. She was incredible. But this gift was, what if life happens for you and not to you? What if you don't have to respond to everything? What if you accept the things you can't control and be grateful for it? Maybe that is where luck lives. Life happening for us instead of to us. Now that I look back, those lessons from Mom were starting to seep in when I didn't even know what that meant yet. When I was accepted into Berklee College of Music in Boston, it was the only school I wanted to go to. So naturally, it's the only college I applied to. All my friends were being accepted to their schools, and no word from mine until spring break, right before graduation. And I heard Mom thundering up the driveway, window down, yelling, "Larry!" I thought, great. She has groceries to carry in. She comes running in with the newspaper, and there it is, headlines, "Garrett accepted to Berklee." Both of us crying, how lucky, and if there's a will, there's a way. Those days in Boston when I was homesick, missing her so much, I used to sit down at Boston Harbor and stare out at the water and dream, ponder, and realize how lucky I was. But I also didn't know is that I was starting to understand what gratitude is and what it was going to do for me and how it would guide me. When we really get into this and look deep, studies show that actual fingers crossed, lucky coin holding, etc., has been shown to work. When we have a lucky something we hold on to, a lucky star we wish upon, a lucky troll we take to bingo, it actually does up our chances of being successful. Because the truth is, we keep trying. We are happier and more excited to keep going. There's lots of psychology behind this. I definitely saw it with Mom as she was diagnosed with lung cancer. She didn't sit in misery and feel sorry for her situation at all. She remained positive and was laughing until the very end, even while struggling to grab a breath. She was grateful for her life, actually grateful for her upcoming death. And even though that was a worst-case scenario for me, it wasn't about me. It was about her not reacting, but accepting what she couldn't change and living fully each moment, each lucky moment we had. So if you could wake up every day and start out with a gratitude list, just a short list of things that bring joy to your soul, if you could start your day like that, when you go to bed at night, review your list and add to it the things that popped up that sparked happiness for you. What if you could be flexible in your thinking and your routine, not so rigid? At this moment in time, you stopped putting your expectations on life and started living free, letting it happen, accepting and knowing you're okay. You are exactly where you need to be right now, celebrating this moment of life, realizing how lucky you are, and always knowing if there's a will, there's a way. Life happens for us. It works with us, not against us. How would things change for you? How would your health and happiness change? Please let me know your thoughts and comments, of course. Reach out to me at LarrysLosers22 on Instagram, The Evolution of Larry on Facebook. And don't forget to ask on there how to access our exclusive private Larry's Losers VIP group on Facebook, where our loser family gathers with fun and exciting ways to interact with me and each other. If you're liking the loser vibe and you want to donate to keep this podcast work on air, I have provided my Venmo link here and on Facebook. I appreciate all of you. Now, before I leave you, here are some words of wisdom. It's hard to detect good luck. It looks so much like something you've earned. Look for it. It's happening for you right now. Let it happen. So happy you've been with me. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Love you all.